Dikla. Somebody that's mafnos has got to base chisayin, argued the dikla on the stump of a palm tree. His the palm tree was cut there, and he went to go on the stump of the palm tree. Is achta leil of the day ruach talga. This ruach, this spirit, this demon called talga, he's going to grab a hold of you. Spare it for him. Don't do it. The mafnos give a dikla. Dekla cuts. If you have a cut palm tree, so this ruach talga, this type of a demon called talga, he'll grab a hold of you. If somebody leans his head on the stump of a palm tree, a spirit called Tzrodeh, he'll grab hold of you. If somebody walks over a cut palm tree, is imikta kotel, if the tree was cut down, imikta, the tree was cut down, kotel, yishno, you're putting yourself into danger to be killed also. Iyakir, if the tree was uprooted, miyakir, umayis, you'll also be uprooted and killed. If the tree was cut down, neragish, this person that walks over the pieces of it will be killed. It's the same thing. Or one will be killed and one will die. He'll die, but he'll die. So if the tree was uprooted and you walk over it, you'll die from it. Now, when was this said? If you don't put your foot on top of the tree, on top of this branch, if you put your foot on top of this branch, less lambur, then nothing will happen to you. Exactly what this gemara means, I don't know, but I call upon him this gemara. Right, the chamisha tulei heve. There are five different types of shades. Tula de dikla, yechida. There is a shade that comes from the palm tree. Tula de kanda. There's a shade that comes from this type of a tree called kanda. So to Rashbam, chamisha tulei heve. Sheruach roa shara tachtein. Also, that the bad things for the mazikim, the ruach ra, the bad spirits are there. One is under the shade of a palm tree, like we had before. If somebody sleeps at night under the shade of a palm tree, it's a zakonas tefoshes. Who are then tula the kanda shemilan? If you sleep under the shade of this tree called kanda, it's also bad. Tula the parcha, another type of a tree. Or Rashbam says slap, a slap, a caper bush tree. Tula the zadosa, another type of a bush. And ikad the army, some say af tula the arva. Even the shade of willows are also bad for you. The tula the arvosa, and also the shade of an arvosa, another type of a growth. Rashbam says, "What tula the arva forget? Tula the arva means a ship. Rashbam, tula the arva means the shade of a ship, and tula the arvosa means sail ilan arvon, the shade of willows. So these shades are also bad. Don't go near them. Klala the milsa. What's the klala of all these things? They're called the nafesh arms for anything that has a lot of branches." Koshi tule, then its shade is very bad. That's where the mazikim like to live. And if you go near that shade, maybe it will harm you. Behold, the koshi seluya koshi tula. Shrashi seluya eitzav. Any time the wood is very hard, called nafish anfei koshi tule. Behold, the koshi seluya koshi tule. And any time the wood is very hard, then the shade is also hard. Levar excluding machru masoi. Except from this type of a tree, that afagav the koshi sila, even though the wood is very hard here, la koshi tule. But I call upon him, the shade is not so bad on this thing. The omri la shada lebro.
Yeah, the omri la shada lebro, hey, that this shade shada said to a son, hey, spircha nafshecha michru masa, hey, that you should fly away from this tree called michru masa. Why? Because this tree is what caused your father to die. The kotul b'day, and it also killed him. And Amar Rav Asher, Rashi said, Chazino Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana deporish mikula tule, that he used to stay away from all types of shades.
All right, we'll stop here.
Having two pairs. He didn't say anybody was makpid about pears. All right, we're holding daf. You hold daf kuf yud aleph from the base. We're holding here. Kuf yud aleph from the base. After the five different type of shadows, we got finished. And the first one of the big lines. And Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazino l'Rav Kana, deporish mikulutule. Rav Ashi said that he saw Rav Kana stayed away from all type of shades. even though we just had five type of shades, and that only with strong wood or a lot of branches, he stayed away from all type of shades. He was afraid of the mazikim. So tomorrow, beparche ruchi. Beparche means the mazik, the shade that stays around the parche. It's that type of a tree. That's Rashbam said that was a tzlaf, the kepa bush. That's called ruchi. That's the name of the mazik that's there, the shade. Rashbam says beparche ruchi. Oison shadim, the beparche, the shade that stays around this kepa bush. Shimon Ruchi, his name is Ruchi. Lakama forest of my Nafkamina. We'll soon see what's the difference if we know his name or not. By the Dvei Zardusa, another type of a branch. Hey, the mazik that stays around this branch is called Shader. Dvei Igro, the mazik that stays around the roof, if you have a bad roof, is the name is Rishva. That's the name of the mazik that stays around the roofs, is called Rishva. So the moral of my Nafkamina, what's the difference if we know their names or we don't know their names? Lakamiya. If you want to make a kamiya, like an ornament, you want to make like a charm, and you write certain psukim inside it, that will save you from the mazik. So if you know his name, you have to write his name in this charm, and that saves you from the mazikim. So Rashbam lenichtach kamiya, b'shem elu, with these names, kagoyin imhuzak tachas beparchi. If you got hurt under this tree, the kepa bush, is yichtav loy kamiya b'shem ruchi. Write a kamiya with the name ruchi in it, in other words, you'll take care of that mazik. But if you know his name, you know what to put inside your kameya. By the Dvei Parcha, the mazik, that's under this kepa bush, that before we said his name was Ruchi, Yishino, Shein Loi Enayim. Beri Briya, Shein Loi Enayim. He's a mazik, he doesn't have eyes. That's a nafkamina. He doesn't have any eyes. Lamay nafkamina, what's the difference? Ligzuya, ligzuya. If to run away from him. In other words, ligzuya, you could run away from him, he doesn't see you, since he's blind. Rashbam lefruyach mifneho lefi shein leyanayim v'yeinu roiz fosay. You should know he won't run after you because he's blind. That's not mean. If you meet up with the shade near the kepa bush, you could run away from him. His ruchi is blind. So the mara zimnin chod, it once happened, hevi ozel tzurmim rabbonin. A young rabbonin was lafnuye levei parchi. He went to lafnuye, he had a make near the kepa bush. Is shoma the kosolayu. He heard that the shade was coming after him. As he heard Ruchi coming after him, is the Gozilo, and he ran away from him. Is Kiozlo, so the shade is blind, didn't know that he ran away. Is Chafka Ladikli, like bumped into the palm tree. Sovach Dikla, so the palm tree gave a scream out. Upokahi, and it burst. So I'm not sure if it means the palm tree burst or it means the shade burst. But something happened to him. So Drajash Bam, Kiozlo Nafka Adikla. Kishoch Achra, when he was running after going, Nitkolo v'noflal ikur ilan. The shade fell on the ikur part of the tree. Hochigasin, the pokehi v'tzavach diklo. Yavah shadekel. There's the palm tree dried up. As the shade was mazik the palm tree. But the Tumah Rabbanan ran away because he couldn't catch him because he was blind. Right. Porcha, so the Gros says, you're not gerus the word porcha here. There should be deveiz ardosa, the shade that's near the tree called Zardosa Shader. That's the name of it. Like we had before, the Vei Zardosa Shader. That's the name of the mazik, it's called Shader. Ho Zardosa Dismicha Lamosa. If you have this tree called Zardosa, which is near the city, Loiposcha Mishishin Shader. You should know there's not less than 60 Shadim. If the tree is near the city, you have 60 Shadim called Shader there. Marla Mayna Askamina, what's the difference? The Nichtav Lo Kameya. Again, if you went by this tree and you got hurt and you want to get healed, you have to have a Kameya type of an ornament that you have Psukim written in it, so you have to write in it 60 Shadim. So the Mar was a Maisahu Bar Kasha. There was a policeman. Shbam says Bar Kasha means Shaiter ear. The policeman, the policeman of the city. How Bar Kasha the Mosa, the policeman of the city. The Ozo Vikoyi Gabi Zadosa. He was walking and went past by this tree Zadosa. Devi Somach Lamosa, which was near the city, is Olubei Shisin Shader. So 60 Shadim, the name of Shader, came after him. The Iskin, and they harmed him. Is also Luhum Rabbonin. Now the policeman went to the Rabbonin, and he wanted to get a Kimeya, some type of remedy, to help him, to cure him. The Loyoda de Zadosa, the Shisin Shaderhi. And the Rabbonin did not know that the policeman was by the tree called Zadosa, and he didn't realize there were 60 Shadim that started up with him. He just thought he got hurt from one shade. So what did the Rabbanan do? Is Kosov Lo Kameya L'chod Shader. He wrote a Kameya with only one name of one shade inside it. So and it doesn't help you. Since you got hit from 60 shadim, you have to have a different type of a kameya. Is Shoma, so they heard, the Toli Chingo Begavayu, a type of an instrument, a musical instrument, was like hanging on the tree. This is the way with music, the song was coming out of it. That Sudra Demar, this type of clothing, Kitsuma Rabbonon, the Diknebe Bemar, the Loyode Borachata. In other words, that this Rabbon like made a mistake. He doesn't even know how to say Borachata. So Rashbam says, the Kotoli Be Chingo Begave Dilun. There was a type of an instrument hanging on the tree. Hochigasinen. Sudre demar kitsumum rabbonin bedikna lein lamav loyod lameim aborach. That means sheini yadei lavorach ala sudur. As if to say the Talmud rabbonin, the Talmud chokhim here, does not even know how to make a bracha on his clothing. It does not say baruch oita yisro b'sefora. Is that we say every day in the morning, one of the brachas, oita yisro b'sefora, that's really a bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Sefora means like a hat that you wear on top of you in that Torah. So, like this Talmud rabbonin does not even know how to make this bracha. In other words, like the Shadim were making fun of him. He thought he's making a Kimeya to heal, to take us, to get rid of us. He made a mistake. He only wrote a Kimeya with the name of one Shade in it. And since we were 60 of us there, it doesn't help at all. So then what happened was, Humer Rabbonin, Diyoda, the Zadoson, Shisin Shade Heavy, he met up, though, this person, this policeman, with another Rabbonin. And this person knew what the story, that the policeman got hurt by this tree called Zadosom, that there are 60 Shadim there. And Mela, this Rabbonin, this Tamachochim, Kosov Lo Kimeya wrote him a different type of a Kimeya, the Shisin Shader, that in his Kimeya he spoke about 60 Shadim. Now, Shoma the Komru, now they heard that from the tree, what was the music coming out? Toni mi naichem mi hocho. Let's get away from here, we have to go away. In other words, the Kimeya helped now, and the Mazikim, they got hurt. So that all of them had to go away. Because the Mazikim had to go away. So the Gemara, Ketev Meriri. That's what we say, there's a Mazik called Ketev Meriri, Trey Kitfei Heavy. There are two types of Kitfei, two different Mazikim called Kitfei. Chad Mekame Tiyora, one comes before noon, the Chad Mibosa Tiyora, and one comes after noon of the day. The Mekame Tiyora, the one that comes before noon of the day, Ketev Meriri Shemoy, that's his name, Ketev Meriri. Umech say he looks bekado de kamcha like a barrel, like a barrel or a pitcher full of kamcha, some type of a dish that has milk inside it. For hode be bechosha, looks like a ladle is being mixed up in it. That's the way this shade looks. He looks like a ladle that's being mixed up in the middle of a bekado de kamcha, this type of a pitcher that has this type of a milk dish inside it. That's the way he looks before noon. Rashbam says like Bochsha Bikidra Bahada Bakada Kimcha Mizgalgo Batech Kacha Kutuch. He's like running, he's like twirling around in a pitcher what has kutuch inside it. What about the Bostatira? What about the shade that appears afternoon? Ketef Yishut Sarayim Shemoy, that's his name. Ketef Yishut Sarayim, the special shade that comes afternoon. Omechse Bekarna de Ize. He looks like the horns, like in between the horns of a goat. For Hode Bacon Offer, and he also has like wings on him. That's the way he looks. Yeah. For Abaye Heavy Shokel V'Ozel. Abaye was walking. Now V'Ozel Rapopi Mimine. Rapopi was walking on Abaye's right side. For Avuna Breda of Yeshua Mismole. And Avuna Breda of Yeshua was walking on Abaye's left side. That's the way the three of them were walking. Chaz Yeluhu Keta Meriri Dekosi Liapi. Now Abaye saw this Mazik. Ketim Riri was coming close to them. Is the costly Apidismel was coming near his left side. So far, who was on Abaye's left side? That was Rafuna Bred of Yeshua. He was on the left side. So what did Abaye do? Ahadril Rapopo Lismele. Abaye told Rapopo, you move to the left side now. And he took Rafuna Bred of Yeshua out of danger. He took him out of the left side, put him on the right side. And he put Rav Papa instead on the left side. He made Rav Papa be in danger. His omelet Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asked back to Abaye, Ano, maishnod lechosh li, how come you didn't care about me? How come you put me now on the left side and the other mazik? Omelet, so Abaye said back to Rav Papa, at shosa kayamta lecho, like you right now have a good mazel. Since you have a good mazel right now, I know that you'll be able to take care of the mazik and they won't bother you. Therefore, I want you to be on the left side, he won't harm you. The Rashi says, kim ozik shata kayam lo shorashi mashbam shosa kayam lo means osherato, you're a rich person rapopo v'yeshtocho mazel toiv lo tizik, you have looked like a good mazel and therefore it won't hurt you, the mazik won't affect you, that's why I want you to be on the left side. Tomorrow, mechad v'tamiz, from the first day of tamiz ad shisasav day until the 16th day of tamiz vaday shchichi, then these mazikim of ketem riri is shchiach, and before noon and afternoon mikan v'yeluch, after 16th day of tamuz sofek shchichi sofek l'shchichi, it's a doubtful if they're around or not around. O mishtakchi, where do we find them? V'tulei dechatzva, we find them by the shade of chatzva. Chatzva is a type of a grass that grows. So Rabbi Mashbam says, Chotzavin, that's an ace of a grass that grows very deep down and strong, Shetichim bo Yeshua es Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua grew that all around the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. That's something good to grow around the boundary because it's thick, stays a long time, doesn't get thrown away. So they stay around the shade that comes out of this grass called Chatzva. The Loichotzav Garmida, that did not grow an army yet, Mashbam says. Providing that this grass did not grow in Amahai. Over Tule de Tzafram, and the shade in the morning, Ufanya in the afternoon. To Leheve Garmida, that also did not grow, was not big in Amahwa, and not the shade even was not an Amah long. The Ike of the Tule de Besakise. But the Ike place really where the shadim stay is the shade that comes out from the Besakise. On the side of the Besakise, the shade there, that's where they stay. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. These three things, hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. Trashi avunya ivorin. Are three things make a person blind. Hani tlosi mili yoyev arvunya lenuhura. It can make you blind. It takes away your eyesight. The man de sorek reisha yovish. Whoever combs his hair when it's dry. Without any water, you don't wet your hair first, you comb your dry hair, that could take away, make you a bit eyesight. Oman de shase tif tif. Somebody that drinks the wine when it's falling down, a drop after drop. Rashbam says, Yayin amistaftif minachavis. When you're pouring out the wine of a barrel, and the last drops that come out of the barrel, if somebody drinks those last drops, that's bad for your eyesight. Oman de sayim misane adamasino karya. Somebody puts on his shoes when his feet are still a little bit damp, still a little bit wet. If you put your shoes when your feet are a little bit wet, that's also bad for your eyesight. When your feet are still a little bit wet, after you took a shower, washed yourself, if your feet are still a little bit wet and you put on your shoes, that's bad for eyesight. If somebody is hanging food in his house, taloy means hanging, bebeisa in his house, as Ban says, it means atoyla pitoy. If somebody hangs his bread, the avar in the ear, b'toych sal echod. In the middle of a basket, he hangs it in his house. Is koshelan yusa. That's bad to make you poor. It's bad for poor, to poverty. To the Amri inch, like people say, tola silta, if a person hangs his basket, a flower on, tola mizoyna, like you're hanging your panosa. You're taking your panosa in doubt. It's bad, it'll make you poor. V'lo yamar nasoni said, el rift only by bread. If you hang bread, abo bishro the kavri, but to hang meat and fish, less one board, that's not bad. Why? Uchayuhu, because that's the normal way everybody hangs their meat. So hanging meat and fish, that's normal. It's only hanging bread, it's not normal, that is bad to make you poor. Morapori bebeisei koshelan yusa. If you have pori, means pieces of bread, around your house, that's also bad to make you poor. Rashi, no, pori Rashi says, Rashbam, mursin, bran. These are not pieces of bread. Pori means if you have bran, the bran of the shaft of the wheat, bran. If you have bran in your house, that's bad for anayusa, to make yourself bad. Neshura v'beisa, koshilin l'anayusa. Neshura, that means perur and shapas. If you have the crumbs of bread around your house, that's bad for to make yourself poor, l'anayusa. B'leile shabosos of leile revias. On the fourth night, Wednesday night, or maybe it means Tuesday night, going into Wednesday, no, let me say, the fourth day is Wednesday night. I'm not sure, it means Tuesday night, Mustam. Tuesday night, going into Wednesday, or else Nel Shabbos. And these two nights is bad. Why? Shara Mazikin Alayim. Because on these two nights, the Mazikim are on the pieces of bread. If you have crumbs of bread in your house, on Shabbos night, and on Tuesday night is best for the mazikin. But Isra de mezoinei nokit. The like mazik or the shay that takes care of mezoinis, takes care to give you food, give you the mezoinis, he's called nokit. He's the malach that takes care of giving you panasa, he's called nokit. Nokit on lusha from clean. In other words, the clean you are, the more he likes you, the more panasa you get. Mashenkein Isra de yusa. What's the name of the malach that takes care of poorness to make you poor? Novel Shemei. His name is Novel. But it's me, it's not nice. In other words, the more dirty you are, so the more he likes you, and the more he'll make you poor. That's why if you have these dirt on the floor, or you have your crumbs on the floor, that's not nice. That makes this malach of poverty come to you, and it'll make you poor also. Sat Rashbam, Nokit Shemei. Mizloshen Nikias. The rich one, the one that gives you panos, is called Noki. He doesn't want to have a dirty house, he won't come there if it's dirty. So therefore, if you make your house dirty, the good panasa won't come to you. But the malach takes care of the dirt, the malach takes care of poorness, is called like dirty. In other words, if he sees the house, they don't knock nice to the bread, they leave the crumbs all over the floor. So in that house, this malach takes care of the property, likes to come in. Because see, that's his name, Novel. So man, who come with his dirt? So that's why you have to watch yourself. Don't stop throw the crumbs on the floor. But smash me though, if you throw the crumbs away, like you throw it in the garbage, you throw it away, that would be all right. It's only a concern if you stop leave it around the house, like make the house dirty. But when you clean the crumbs and you throw them away, then you won't have this issa. You won't have this din. Could be stamat any from Baal Tashuv. Then it depends. If you do something, if you can eat it, good. If you can't eat it, what can you do with it? You have to throw it away. But the ikka and the kudur is not to let it be on the floor where you trample over it, step over it. That's not nice. That looks like you're making the house dirty, and befrat by pas, that's when this malach that takes care of the poor of poverty comes in. But man dishasi maya bitsiya, whoever drinks water, bitsiya, Rashban says the car in a plate. He doesn't take a glass, he takes a plate. It's koshi levrukti. It's bad, rashi kloyes, kill you in nine. Like, you'll have a bad eyesight from it. It'll give you a sickness. If you drink water, it's from a plate. The ochil tichli, somebody eats cress, for loimashi yod, he doesn't wash his hands, is nafachet losin yoimin. He's going to be afraid, he'll stand have fear for 3 days. So, Rashbam, v'en yedei loma, you're not going to know why. You're stand going to be in the mouth of you, you're going to be scared for 3 days. The Mesuchar, for Leimashi Yodin, the Mesuchar.